Yes, sir.
Yeah, welcome to the meeting and the call. So, Mr. Sairam, CFO, myself, company secretary, and Mr. Ramakrishna is present in the call. We propose to present a presentation on the product portfolio and what the business scenario of the company is, to give a broader outlook of the company's businesses. So, we are just sharing the presentation to the audience now.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Able to see?
Mr. Bharat Shah will be available after 5 minutes. Can you just hold on?
Yeah, no issue. Before that, my apology. It's long pending. I think the last one was done last year. And today I realized that it's very difficult to hold a investors call after a heavy lunch for both you and us. So next time we'll plan in the morning itself.
Yeah. Hi, sir. This is Avesta.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Sairam.
We are very much ready and to go whenever you are.
Yeah, I will start the presentation. Two things.
Yes, sir, we can start now.
Pardon
yes.
me. Is, one is my throat is bad, so I'll speak as much I can. Second is no forward looking statements, please.
No, sir.
You're able to see the presentation?
सर HBL में ज्वाइन नहीं हुए क्या अरे सर एक्चुअली उसे चाहिए गेस्ट करके कर दो गेस्ट करके कर दो हो जाता है
ठीक है सर द प्रेजेंटेशन इज विजिबल सर कैन वी स्टार्ट
यस वी कैन सी द प्रेजेंटेशन
प्रेजेंटेशन इज विजिबल कैन स्टार्ट नाउ
या वी विल बी स्टार्टिंग नाउ
हेलो For people who have already been there last year, it would be a little repetition, but otherwise for people who are joining for the first time, I'd like to give a brief listing, what is the purpose of HBL and then what is the strategy we generally follow. So the purpose is to organize the engineering talent to fill wherever the technological gaps and the to identify that HBL always follows a six-pillar strategy based on the founder's background in learning and teaching and practicing, both on technological development and management. The first one to go was on the specialized batteries for defense and industry, where big strategy was applied. And later on, we applied the same thing to industrial batteries for defense electronics, railway signaling, and going forward for the fuses and EDT, which is the electric drivelines. What is this strategy meant? One is, we believe there is a technological gap. And why this gap exists? Because many of the Indian companies, they rely on the foreign technological collaboration, where the foreign companies never give that, transfer the technology, as a result of which, there will be a technological gap exists, which offers for a business opportunity. And based on the judgment, whether we can, product can be developed or not, based on the engineering talent, we decide. The other one is the business judgment, which is to enter to choosing a nice niche market, either too small for big firms, or too hard for a small firms. With success, there will be a less competition because you will be realizing a better prices, which leads to a good return on the investment what we make it. A single product, as a student of finance, we all believe that diversification a single product is always too risky. So we rely on the related products for which the both the technological and market extension is required. And when we choose the products, we choose the related technologies. And to develop that, we develop the technology immediately instead of relying on outsiders. And we tap the HBL labs, yeah, diverse sources of talent, and encourage the entrepreneurial spirit within the company. How we see the segments? One is industrial batteries. Second one is on the defense and aviation. Third one is on the electronics. The fourth one is other business segments. Industrial batteries basically is on what is a lead batteries meant for telecom and railways and other applications and PLT. Other one is the nickel batteries meant for railway and other industries. Defense and aviation, which is a silver zinc, meant for torpedoes, lead batteries for submarines, lithium batteries for underwater applications, and AIGO for torpedoes. And we also do exports. And for aviation, we do the nickel aviation batteries. And we have missile batteries both for domestic and export. The other one which we are intending to enter is on the fuses for electronic fuses and reserve batteries. The good story today is on the electronic segment, which is the TCAS, which all of you know, the railway signaling. Other one is the motors for e-trucks, which we want to convert, we intend to convert the diesel trucks into electric truck. And then we have one more subsidiary, as you all know, called Electric Fuel Limited, which is a charging station. And then we have lithium batteries for railways, e-trucks, and defense and industries. Sir, the last one is for energy storage systems.
Hello.
Yeah.
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I apologize. There are a lot of my colleagues who are trying to join. And they are waiting in the lobby, almost 30 people, sir. If you could just sort of let them in. I think they have registered already, sir.
30 people.
Thank you so much, sir. Sorry to interrupt.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes. Here, many
people are joining. The total participant now went to 70.
Therefore, that way you
can optimize all the people have joined.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
The screen is visible, sir. And then the other
industry portfolio,
sir. The screen is not visible. I think sharing is stopped.
Sir, is it visible now, sir? Because we start.
Hello. Yes, it is, sir. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
screen hello. What's it? Crossing.
Can we start?
Starting, please mute everyone else.
Hello, there's a lot of disturbance. And can you mute, please? And then can we start?
Yeah, please mute.
Request all the participants to mute themselves, please. The other one is on macroeconomic tailwinds for the HBL products. Batteries made by HBL are essentially replacement products for the essential infrastructure. Here, the demand is less, subject to the state of overall economy. The other one is the electronic signaling investment for railways.
Yes, sir.
Because it enables a high utilization of track, existing track for infrastructure.
Sir, someone is still
other one is the safety is a bonus. Defense innovation is at last being taken very seriously. The other one is the electric mobility is necessary for energy security, which reduces the petroleum imports.
Sir, someone is still
consuming a lot of diesel, and diesel prices always goes up.
Hi, sir. Hello.
This is a comparison of the last year's actuals.
Please take them in.
And what we expect the forecast for FY25. For FY24, we did a top line revenue of 2,209 crores.
Hi, sir. I'm able.
Just hold on.
Sir, I'm still waiting in the lobby. Please take them in.
Thank you,
sir. Mr. Arma is also waiting.
If you wish, we can stop for 5-10 minutes. So that all the people can join, then we can start it, whatever you want.
I think continue, please.
Yes. Sir, first in the hello, the sharing problem, but this is master system
should I continue?
Yes, sir, please.
Yeah. There's a slide on FY24 actuals and with the forecast for FY25. The FY24, we posted a revenue of 2,209 crores, comprising of industrial batteries of 1,424, defense batteries of 180, electronics of 515, and others of 90. We ended up with a EBIT of 435, and which is a growth of 163% compared to the previous year, and profit before tax was 355 crores and PAT was 263 crores. Compared to that, FY25, we expect a revenue of 2,093 with a EBIT of 407. The Industrial sales will be more or less compared to the previous year of 1,424. A slight increase in defense batteries, which is 222 compared to 180. Electronics, sir, the tenders which are outstanding as on today, we expect to complete by FY25. So, and that results to be 421 crores there. And results are 26.
Can you put in the display mode, please? PPT, if you can put in display mode, we'll be able to see it better. You can do full screen.
Is it visual, sir?
No, you can do on the, you know, slideshow full screen. Click on the slideshow and full screen. You click on the slideshow.
Yeah, I'm just.
Can we go? Okay. ఇక్కడ హోటల్ అక్కడ ఫుల్ స్క్రీన్ రావట్లేదు. ఇక్కడ ఫుల్ స్క్రీన్ ఇస్తున్నాడు ఇష్యూ. నీవు ఒకటే అది కదా చూపించింది. అక్కడ డబుల్ స్క్రీన్ వస్తుంది వాళ్ళు అనేది అది
సారీ సార్ ఐ థింక్ వి ఆర్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు సీ స్క్రీన్ Sorry to interrupt, but I think we are not able to see screen or get it properly.
Hide presenter who am I with here, la? Full screen is coming up.
Yeah, so we can't see the screen.
Is it visible, sir?
We are visible, but we can't see the screen.
Oh, just hold on. I think there's a technical issue here. Just hold on for a minute, please.
Sir, you just need to go on the toolbar.
Sorry?
Just click on the slideshow. On the home, insert, draw, just go on the slideshow. Click on the slideshow. So let's continue like this only, I think, you know.
I beginning region. స్లైడ్ మోటల ఎట్లా వచ్చింది స్లైడ్స్ స్లైడ్ షో అనేది సరిపోయి రావట్లేదు నా దగ్గర అవుతుంది నీ దగ్గర అవట్లేదు విజిబిలిటీలో ఇప్పుడు అయిన తప్పని అక్కడ రిఫ్రెష్
కనిపిస్తుంది ఈ షూ కనిపిస్తుంది బట్ ఫుల్ అవ్వలేదు కంటిన్యూ చేసి
కంటిన్యూ చేసి వచ్చి Yes, sir. Shall we continue like this? There's some technical issues. I think time is getting
I lost. It should be okay. We should continue, please. Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the support.
Yeah.
Yeah, the forecast for FY25 was 2093 with the EBITDA of 407. Industrial batteries is flat compared to the last year. Slight increase in defense batteries. 222 versus 180 what we posted last year. Electronics, which is the TCAS mainly, is whatever the existing tenders we had will be completed by this year end. So that comes to about 421, including the TMS, and others is 26. Catch is the expected power tenders or has been not been factored because we are not aware. When will happen? Any questions at this stage or should I proceed?
So you want to go by, let's say, in between or we'll ask question at the end? How you want to go about this?
Okay, and then I'll take all the questions. I'll run through the presentation sure. And then I'll finish it and then we can start the question and answers. Sure. The basic strength of the company is to develop the technology in-house, as we believe that both the physical and intellectual infrastructure already exists to support the steady growth. SBL market position always has been either one or two, except telecom towers, where we have three, and we don't want to go below that. And much of the R&D has been expressed out. So that is why you would have seen the profitability in the previous years was low and going to be higher going forward. On the financial metrics, we enjoy credit rating by CARE on long term of A positive, and for short term, it's A1. All our bank obligations has been met without any for the last 41 years. Without any rescheduling.
Sorry to interrupt you here. Can you please keep adding the people in lobby? Some of them got disconnected and are still waiting to rejoin.
Yeah, just hold on.
Yeah,
just
yes, sir.
Yes, stop me. It's snapping to the main tab. Just hold on. Yeah, we'll be continuing, ma'am. We have admitted the lobby people, so we'll be continuing the presentation.
Yes, please. Yeah.
This year, we expect a capex of about 125 crores. And then after meeting all the capex and the working capital, we believe the total debt will be about 0.2 against the net worth. The last one is, we believe we are the dividend policy. We increase 5% every year. And for March 25, year ended, 24, the board recommended a dividend of 40%, subject to the shareholders' approval. Yeah, as I was mentioning, the R&D will be lower going forward. And SBL awards to take the risk of large capex intensive products. The other one is HBL always aspires to be a high value technological based business, like the leading metal stand firm of Germany. Organizing the engineering talent to fill up the gaps remains the main purpose, main focus of the company. Annexure to the presentation. Most telecom or value-based VRLA, what we call value-regulated lead asset. And this technology has been developed in-house. This is a B2B procurement by private telecom operators. And tender is a tender-based by BSNL. There are only 3 firms in the telecom market today versus 6 firms which existed about 10 years back. Amara Raja continues to be the highest share, followed by Exide and then by HBL. Amara Raja and Exide had both expanded capacity only to find out later on the demand has been declined. This excess capacity has depressed the prices and margins are low, especially on telecom. Addition of 5G towers and has returned to normalcy on replacement schedules, which we see some demand with effect from FY24 onwards. Every rail and metro coach needs a battery, either it will be a lead acid or nickel cadmium alkaline batteries. HBL has been a recognized supplier in India, and also we do exports outside. HBL is the second largest producer of nickel cadmium batteries globally. And Siemens America has brought HBL batteries for coaches, which they sell to Canada. And we also received repeat orders for New York Metro Station and also from Hitachi, Italy. There are many industries where nickel cadmium pocket plate batteries, which we call NCPP, are used because of the reliability and safety, which is a paramount importance. Oil and gas is one of such industry. We have been supplying to Reliance Jamnagar refinery factory right from its inception. And HBL is also exporting these batteries for 30 years. And recently we entered into new markets like for Saudi, Libya, Bahrain and Iraq. PLT, which we call pure lead tin batteries, or the batteries which are designed to deliver high power for short duration. This is basically used for engine starting. Cummins resells HBL-based batteries under its brand. This PLT is also used for battle tanks.
Excuse me, trucks. Sorry to disturb. Can you please move the slides as you speak?
Yeah, okay. I'm speaking the same slide now.
No, that's not visible to us on the screen. We are still on the financial metrics slide.
My
also, there are people in the lobby. You need to admit them.
Yeah, the slide is visible, sir. DC power backup systems.
Yes, now we are on DC power backup systems. Yes.
Yeah, I think something, the slide movement is getting disturbed here because of the thing. Just hold on, sorry, regress for the inconvenience.
There are people waiting in the lobby. Please admit the people so that they can be part of the group.
Yeah, we have admitted the people in the lobby. Just we are starting as the presentation.
Will I continue? Hello?
Please continue.
Please. The PLT, which is we call pure lead tin batteries. These are basically designed to deliver high power for shorter durations, meant for stationary engineering starting. Cummins resells the HBL batteries, made batteries under its own brand. These type of batteries also used for battle tanks, armor trucks, even operating at minus 30 degrees temperature. HBL also exports BR-100 batteries to Kuwait, UAE in Kuwait. And these batteries are also preferred for data centers. HBL is the only producer in India and second in the world based on in-house development for technology. The other type of batteries is a lithium ion battery packs, energy storing system, supplied with these imported cells, and HBL made battery monitoring systems or a market where HBL foresees a brand going forward. Moving on. HBL is one of the two suppliers in India which has been supplying batteries for torpedo propulsion with the Indian Navy. But HBL exports these batteries in limited numbers.
HBL has two contracts for from NSPL and DRDO for development of state-of-the-art AI Zero Torpedo batteries. Only two companies in the world make such batteries as on today. Category is the missile batteries. Most of the missile batteries used in India are designed, developed, and manufactured by HBL, including for the latest Agni 5. HBL exports missile batteries to Israel and UAE also. And there are very few manufacturers globally who manufacture these batteries. Aircraft batteries, HBL took 6 years to develop the batteries for aircraft from 1977 to 1983. This is developed based on the technology for a sinter plate nickel cadmium batteries. Today, HBL supplies almost all batteries used by the Indian Air Force. Globally, there are perhaps only 4 other companies in the market. The FFA and then EASA has certified the HBL batteries as acceptable for Boeing 737 and the Airbus 320 series of the aircraft. But the sales could not have occurred because the companies which are insuring the aircraft insist for the OEM to approve the batteries used. However, OEMs are different to the cost saving by buying from HBL. Company also received the clearance certificate for its product induction in Pilatus V8 and V5 aircraft. Company continues to export batteries to Bombardier for use in global 7500 aircraft and to Israel Aerospace Industry, IAI, for use in UAVs. The submarine batteries in India are called tubular plate flooded acid. HBL and Exide, both companies, supply the same type of batteries. Tenders would decide who gets the business. The average life of the submarine batteries is 4 years and industry cost is about 15 crores. Market is small, but still to grow. HBL has export opportunities, because there are less than 10 companies globally which manufacture these batteries. HBL has been awarded the contract by NSTL and DRDO to develop the prototype modules for lithium-ion batteries meant for submarine application. HBL has supplied type 2 batteries meant for use in HTW German Fischmar class submarines. The other one is the Kavach, which we call the Twin Collision Avoiding System, which I think everybody knows. The HBL has been the pioneer with the help of RDSO. The demo trial has happened in October 2012 at Tandoor in South Central Railway. The railways have announced that they will install Kavach for at least 30,000 kilometers of track in 10 years. There are only 3 companies approved for supply of TCAS. Interoperability among the 3 designs has been established. New suppliers who are they want must also be interoperable with the current suppliers. And this is going to be a time consuming process for the new companies. HBL has awarded 4 EPC contracts, which on hand has about 686 crores. Expected to be completed by FY25. The EPC part has been subcontracted. The TCAS part varies from tender to tender. For tenders on hand, our TCAS part average is about 30%. Last year, the leftover was about 48%. 52% of this contract has been completed last year. The remaining 48 we expect to be completed by FY25. The expected service life of a TCAS system is 15 years. There also, electronic system need maintenance and railways pays for this annually after first few years. The other application is a train management system, which is a master control center, where it will be a huge display panel, shows the status of all the trains in the territory of that system. There are very few systems in use today in India, and few have been imported, and two from HBL. HBL is the only approved and proven Indian company for TMS. HBL's TML system is certified for SIL2 by Bureau Veritas Spain also. The TMS by HBL has been inaugurated by General Manager of Eastern Railway and Sadal Division of Eastern Railway on August 31, 2023. A slow growth is expected in FY25. The other one is that compared to TCAS, the value of business is very small, almost 200 crores per year, and the average contract varies from 40 crores to 50 crores. HBL has made a strategic investment of about 86.67 crores in a Tombow Imaging System Private Limited by way of cumulative convertible preference shares. Tombow Imaging is an Indian company that supplies individually designed and manufactures electro-optics imaging system for surveillance, reconnaissance and targeting. Electro-optics and imaging subsystems are the eyes and brains of surveillance platforms and weapon systems. Tombow Imaging has built a large portfolio of products addressing the needs of land, air and missile systems. It counts among its customers global military forces, special forces, and internationally tier defense manufacturers. The other one promising is the, apart from lithium ion, India currently imports motors and controllers for most electric vehicles made in India. HBL has been investing on in-house development on all the products of technology for motors and controllers since 2017 and is planning to test the products on highway in this calendar year 2024. There is a huge plan to convert the old diesel highway truck into electric truck using HBL made motors and batteries. The solution does not need any subsidy. The benefit to the operator varies based on his use conditions, and the customers will be invited by invitation. Sales are expected to begin in FY24. The number of old trucks is very large, but the HBL solution will be viable only for a small percentage of them. Even the scope is huge, we want to focus on 55 truck jeep gross weight. Next one. The grenades for electronic fuses under a development cum production partner contract with DRDO. Grenades made by HBL has been approved by the Ministry of Home Affairs for use by the paramilitary forces. Sales to MHA are expected to begin in FY25. Electronic fuses are essential for reliability and safety. HBL is the only supplier for the electronic fuses and can supply to other firms making the rest of the grenades. HBL has the facilities and licenses for handling explosive materials. A fuse is a complex device that ignites emission. Electronic fuses are preferred to mechanical fuses because they are more reliable. Over the last 15 years, HBL has developed 100% in-house technology for electronic fuses for grenades and other ammunition, including artillery guns. HBL is the only Indian company with 100% Indianization. ECIL, which is DAE, and BL, Modi, Ministry of Defense, has been supplying electronic fuses for artillery with import content of more than 80% of bill of materials. MOD says it wants Atmanirbhar. HBL fuses has been tested on army guns many times. Eligibility for bulk supply is expected during the current year. The market is huge And there are very few companies in this area globally. So we expect exports also to grow in this segment. HBL has been proven capability for manufacturing complex defense electronic products. The one is a digital control harness. HBL developed product has been installed in nearly 6,000 armored vehicles to be used for communication in the battlefield. All new armored vehicles being built will use this DCH as the original equipment. HBL is the only supplier, but the market is not that big. Integrated platform management system and steering consoles for the four Scorpion submarines were built to print by HBL and supplied to the OEM, which is the Naval Group France. All these submarines are now in operation. Thank you. Now, I think I completed the presentation. If people wants to ask.
Sir.
Yeah, sir. I'm audible now.
Hello.
My only request is not to ask anyone the forward-looking statements.
Sir, this is Rahul Jain. Hello.
Hello.
This is Rahul Jain over here, sir. Can I go ahead with my questions?
Yeah, hi Rahul.
Hi. So three questions. One, yeah. Kavach. So post the formation of the government, the new ministries have set in. So typically at what stage do you feel now the new tenders which are supposed to come in, at what stage they are, when do we expect the new orders to be, the tenders to be done and also the award of the orders? Any talks going on or typically at what stage we are? That is my question number one. Shall I put all the questions or one by one?
Yeah, please.
The second question is on the electric drivetrains you mentioned in your remarks while presenting. That the scope is huge in spite of this being used for a certain number of trucks, but still the scope is huge. So if you could share some more details in terms of, because you mentioned that the revenues are expected to start in this current year, FY25. So typically, I'm not asking for a guidance apart from what you mentioned in the presentation, but what is the scope of work over here? Typically, how does it work? You know, per vehicle, what kind of revenue could be done? And typically, you know, how many vehicles the potential is. And similarly, electronic fuses, we have been working on it for a longer time. And we expect the sales to commence in this year. If you could throw light upon what kind of potential we see over there over a period of next 2 years, and along with the margins in both this business, electric drivetrains, and also the margins in electronic fuses.
To reply to your first question, the tenders has not yet been floated. The past experience is, even after the government announces, it takes about 6 to 7 months to do the documentation from where it starts. So we don't foresee any revenue in this year, though the work may start even if the tenders are announced. They catch up the next year by the time we start building them.
And
this answers the first query.
Yeah, just a clarification. So typically these tenders, since they're coming after a long time and there was some discussion about these tenders even prior to the general elections, probably it got delayed. So this time it could be probably clubbed together and the size could be much larger.
We have to wait and watch what they want to do, because budget is there on this month. So we need to wait and watch what they are going to announce. A much clarity may come by end of this month what they intend to do.
Sure.
Regarding the electric drive kits, which I EDT, which I presented, the trial runs are going on. So once the testing and everything has been done, then the operations will start. There are, as you know, the trucks, there are different categories. There is a 12 truck, there is a 35 truck, there is a 55 truck, there is a 70 truck, there is a 100 truck. We are focusing on the 55 only, which we want to do. Yes, I don't know, I can't quantify the numbers, but I can say 55 trucks, diesel trucks, there are many in the market. The margins, the revenue will depend upon, one is the contract with the customer. The second is the life of the expected, the remaining useful life of the truck there, the condition of the vehicle. On based on all this, it's going to be a factor.
And the margins in this business will be around?
I can say decent.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The electronic fuses, this still it is in the process, the tenders. So it will take time for us to come back. What could be the volume? What could be the revenue going forward? Unless the government announces the tenders, we don't know.
Sir, but when will your factory for electronic fuses be ready?
The testing part is over. We are just waiting for the tenders to be announced by the government.
So all clearances have come from the government now for the factory to start production?
Then the testing has been done, yes.
No, the question was, I think Sudhir was asking whether, assuming the tender comes tomorrow, are you licensed to produce and sell?
I mentioned in the presentation also, we have all the licenses.
Okay, great. Thanks. Yeah.
Sure,
Mr. Ankush.
Thank you.
Mr. Ankush Agarwal, please. Hello.
Audible, sir?
Yeah, Mr. Ankush.
Hi, Ankush.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So I have a couple of questions on the coverage. Firstly, I think back in 2022, we got orders of about some 800 odd crores, and now you are saying that you have an order book of around 680 crores. So we have partially executed some orders. Is that understanding right?
What is 800?
Back in 2022, we won about 800 crores worth of orders for the TCAS system, right?
Is the which one is already done and which was in the process is about 686 crores, which is for Eastern Railway, Western Railway, Western Central Railway.
Right. So about 120 crores is something that they've already executed.
Pardon? Yeah.
Okay.
In the 686 course, what I mentioned is about 52% has been completed in FY24. About 48% is still pending, which will complete in FY25.
Okay, so the partial work is already done. It's just that once we complete it fully, it's when we can book the revenue. Hello.
Yeah.
Your voice is breaking, sir.
Okay. Secondly, so I think there was this news flow that one of the delays for new orders or execution of the existing orders is because the overall power system itself is getting upgraded from 3.2 to 4.0. So what's the update over there? Has that update taken place or we are still in the process?
It's not 3.2. Now the version what is they are asking is for 4.0 version. That's not, that is not a cause for the delay in the next tenders, which for 4.1 or 4.0, we already there. So the new one is the new government has yet to announce for the new tenders.
Okay.
I think and, makes sense.
Sorry.
Yes, sir.
Okay, lastly, I think there was another news report recently wherein that so one of the railway ministry officials was quoting that in order to accelerate the rollout of this covered system, a lot of new OEM partners have been looked at, say Siemens, Karen, BEL, you have always been the committee that you've always stated is that it will take a long time for any new OEM to come in. So based on your understanding, do you still believe that in next 1.5 years you might see some new players coming in, or that's a very unlikely outcome?
See, one is the new version, which is a 4.0. Second is the existing also requires an interoperability. Whoever is developing the software, that has to be interoperable with the existing one. For any new person to enter with this kind of software, it takes up a long time. I don't think in near future there'll be a challenge on this, but there could be some suppliers we don't know. As far as Siemens is concerned, they tried long time back and their cost is very high. That is why government has invited the Indian companies to develop this.
Okay, that was all. Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Goyal, please.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, please.
So my question is on Kavach part only. So how has the increase in the number of bidders for Kavach tenders affected the company's market share, and how it is going to affect the market share in future for us?
Can you repeat?
Sir, I'm asking about the effect of increasing number of Kavach producers in India on our market shares going ahead.
Number of increasing the Kavach manufacturers, as I was saying previously also, any new person who has to join, one is it requires an interoperability with the existing suppliers, with the three suppliers, which is to develop that kind of software is going to be a time-taking process. It's not that it's ruled out, but it's a time-taking. I don't think any new player in the short run will be there in this.
And sir, how the upcoming orders will be split between existing three players? Like it will be a 33% kind of market share, or how it is going to be?
It is decided by the railway board. It's on a tender base. So they decide what percentage has to be given to whom.
So right now, what is the arrangement?
Yeah, the share depends on each tender to tender. It varies. The board decides.
Understood, sir. And sir, secondly, on the data center part, like what are the initiatives our company is taking particularly towards the pure lithium batteries, and what are the opportunities are we seeking in this data center market?
There are many players are there, but our PLT is also used for the data center. Market is huge. We are waiting and watch.
So are people witnessing any kind of traction in FY25 from this particular site?
It's in progress.
Understood, sir. That's it from my side, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Radhafat, please. Thank you, Garvik Goyalji.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. I am audible, sir.
Hi, Radhafat. You called me so many times.
Sir, a couple of questions from my side. Sir, from your last guidance for FY25, revenue has cut almost by, let's say, 25%. So that was mainly led by Kavach, right? Or any other, let's say, thing you expect that to delay? Anything on that?
See, when I shared the revenue guidance, the batteries, the industrial batteries is flat, which is about 1,423 crores. There is an increase in the defense and aviation. Now, the other one is the dip has come in the electronics, because whatever the existing is there, we are going to complete by FY25, awaiting for the new tenders to be announced by the government.
Fine, sir.
And electric drive tracks, the trial runs is going on. So once all the formal approvals has been taken, and then there will be a good market for that also.
Yeah, fine. And sir,
yeah,
last time the government announced order of almost 2,000 crore rupees. So let's say it's among the three players, right? But now if you look at, let's say, number of players is, let's say, increasing. In fact, the various EMS players like, let's say, Avalon and Keynes also entering the space. And so how do you think the market will shape up in the coming year? Any progress on that?
The Siemens or Keynes, which is the MNC company, they are costly compared to the Indian companies. So I don't think there the competition is going to come. There could be one or two players in other parts of the country. But as I was mentioning, it requires an interoperability with the existing players. So in the short run, I don't think any pressures or competition is going to come.
Sure. And sir, just want to understand, what is your scope for the electronics in electronic drive in for trade trucks?
Electronic drive case?
Let's see. Yeah.
Revenue or asking?
Trains, yeah. So I just want to understand scope in electronic drive trains for trucks.
Yeah. One is the testing is going on. We want to do conversion for 55 trucks capacity. Sales may start this year, but going to grow big in the next year. As everybody knows, there are a number of trucks in this country, 55 tons truck, diesel trucks, which they may get benefited by converting into an electric one.
So the cost will be borne by the truck owner at the initial stage, or you will be borne the cost of the as well?
The battery and the motor will be borne by the truck person only. And okay, he will be saving based on the differential between the diesel price and then the electric battery cost.
Okay. Just last question from my side. So let's say total order for you and the coverage was close to, let's say, 1,000 crore, right? Or I'm missing on that. What the order size in the initial stage, what is left right now at the current stage?
Your voice was broke.
Can you repeat, Arafat? We are unable to, and the voice is breaking.
Hi, Raj. The size of the order under TCAS, either initially, like you said, around 4 contracts were given to you. And what is left now? Current order book, what is the current order book from the cover system?
That time it was announced for 2000 kilometers. And then that gets completed by end of this year. The fresh tenders, we are waiting. We don't know what Railways is going to announce for how many kilometers.
Next term.
Yeah, I think can we go for the next people, please? Yeah, Mr. Raman.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my.
Hi.
Yeah, Hardik.
Sorry. So, should I go?
Yeah, sorry. Okay, because okay, either of you is okay, Mr. Hardik or Raman. No problem. Just go ahead.
Yeah, sure. So I'll go with a couple of questions, sir. This is Aman. First is on the defense battery side. So we are seeing major shortages all around the world. So could you talk about any numbers in terms of order book, or have you received from any new inquiries from the like of, say, Europe or Russia or US? And what is our current capacity in defense batteries as of now? And what is the sales, maximum sales we can do? How is this segment growing? This is the first question. I have a few more questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please shoot it. Then I'm just jotting it down so that we can answer.
Sure, sure. So next question is, sir, on Varunastra torpedo batteries. So I believe that battery sales should be over by now. So just wanted to update. Have we received any other batteries order? There is talks of this Takshak, which is electric heavyweight torpedo batteries development. So have we got orders for that? And in the AGM, sir had talked about we are trying to develop a couple of interesting products like homing head and even motors for torpedo. So when can we start seeing the sales of those products? So as of now, my understanding is we are only selling batteries. But from this year, FY25 or maybe FY26, when can we start seeing the sales of the motors for the torpedoes? That is my second question. Third question is, sir, you have talked a little bit about the fuses, but there is one more interesting defense product that we are doing, which is grenades. So any update on that part? Because sir was talking about a very big capacity we can set up and we can do with even 1,000-2,000 crore of sales from that facility in the AGM. So any update on that? Any possible partnership with any public sector company? Because it seems it's very difficult to get the tenders directly, but any possible tie-ups for fuses or grenades with any of the public sector company? Last two questions, sir. One is on the PLT battery side. So I think last year we were able to do some export sales with the help of the Singapore entity company. So any big orders that we have received in export? What is the current mix of PLT batteries, domestic and export? And because data center is growing very fast, so could you talk about that part? How is that segment growing? And final question is on the electronics interlocking, sir. We have not heard a lot about that business. I understand government is focusing a lot more on coverage, but this is also a very big opportunity. So what is our order book in electronics, electronic interlocking? And TMS, sir, last year there was a lot of these trials and we had a visit from someone in the division head. So this was still, you were talking about 200 crore per year opportunity, but when FY25, can we achieve this 200 crore? Or in FY26, we'll achieve this? These are the questions. And sorry, one on Tombow also. So what was the Tombow sales for FY24? We have the profitability number shared, but we don't have the sales number. And if you can also talk about the order book in Tombow currently, and what are the next growth year targets for Tombow? These are the 5-6 questions I have.
Yeah, yes.
I'll answer the last one first. I just went out and came back. So the Tombow last year did it about 500 crores turnover. They have an order book of about 550 for FY25. They expect to do about 556 crores turnover this year with a profit of about more than 100. This is what you want from Tom?
Yes, sir.
They have a pretty order book, good order book.
TMS, electrical interlocking, PLT. These two are two.
TMS, VR expense, the overall is about 200 crores, but the per contract is about 30-40 crores. We expect this year TMS revenue to be around 30 crores only. Then the main focus from Railways is coming on ICAS compared to the TMS.
So can we achieve that 200 crore number, which is the aspiration in TMS next year, FY26?
It is based on, we are the only supplier, but it is depends on the Railways what they want.
Sure, sir.
Interlocking is yet to start, so we have to make a progress.
One second from Railways.
This also depends on the Railways.
And as far as the PLT is concerned, we already have the exports battery, sir. We are already exporting it. So we expect the business will further grow because on the PLT battery in the export segment.
Yes, sir. I was checking on the data center side. So I believe we were exporting to the likes of Cummins for the engine starting. But have we started exporting for the data center?
No, not yet.
No, other applications, not the data centers. And regarding this fuses and grenades, basically it's both interlinked, sir. We are manufacturing the fuses and electric fuses, which can be used in the grenades and other this thing. And we are expecting the tenders this current financial year. So that's what Mr. Sairamgar has briefed. We expect some sales in the current year and going for the business is huge. The defense has to close the commercial terms and issue the orders. So we expect further growth in the coming years. Regarding the homing head and other motors for Tapdo, we are in the developmental stage and we expect going forward only the commercialization is there. And regarding the Varunastra BDL order, we are already executed and we are expecting the repeat orders and the new tender from the BDL for the Tapdo batteries.
Sure. There was this question on the defense battery.
Yeah, that's what I said. The defense also, if you look at it, the outlook is the last year, 90 versus, we expect the financial year 22, it goes up to 222 crores. So the all these defense products expected to further growth in the financial year 25.
So, sorry, what is the capacity in defense batteries? The maximum sales we can do?
Defense batteries, when I say, we have a silver zinc battery, we have a lithium thermal battery, mm-hmm. and we have a sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
It's a center plate also in CSP. We could see the growth coming up in the lithium thermal batteries this year compared to the last year.
Sure. So combined all this, is there a capacity to do, say, like 300, 400 crore sales also?
Yes.
Capacity is not a issue. We have this thing, sir, because the delivery schedule will be staggered.
The inspection, the design, what they wanted.
And have you seen any demand from new countries like Europe and Russia and US because of the current geopolitical situation?
There have been inquiries. There have been visits by them.
Sure, sir.
Yeah, I'll come back.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope we are addressed all this. Mr. Yes. Hardik, please. Yeah,
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So the new players will be just focusing on the implementation part, right, currently?
Which new player?
Which segment, sir? Is it in TCAS?
Kavaj.
New player will be?
Just focusing on the implementation part, right?
Can be a supplier for the machinery also. Provided as a software.
Okay, okay. And what are demonstrated margins in the cover segment?
It depends on contract to contract, segment to segment. In railways, each one is a different one because you have a concession partner also in that for installation and commissioning. What I can say is a decent margin.
Okay, okay. Because some of the PSUs are guiding for low teens margin.
Yes, sir. Any other thing, sir? Hardikji?
No, no, that's all. That's
because the scope is not the same, the kilometers, the scope.
Loco, stations.
Number, it depends on so many factors. Number of locos, number of stations. Then the consortium partner does the INC implementation commission. So I can say it's a decent margin.
Yeah, Mr. If you are Hardikji is over, then I can go for the next one. Yeah, Mr. Darshit Shah, please.
Yeah, sir, thank you. Sir, so yes. On the Kavach front, there are a lot of things that we kind of read from articles and sources in the ministry. One thing is that probably there has been a delay. And what we read is that delay has been from transition for the TCAS system from 3.0 to 4.0. We also read that there have been execution issues at the existing players. And that's the reason the ministry wants more players to kind of pitch in so that they can give bigger tenders. So, sir, can you highlight what's been the ground situation? Why has been this delay? The government is kind of pointing towards the players. In terms of execution front. So can you broaden this perspective from your angle?
There is no execution delays. What that has been committed, we are completed. Otherwise, railways board is not going to keep quiet. So there is a...
So that is for all the three players, you mean?
I don't know about the place, but I'm saying HBL never defaulted.
Okay, and has the execution been on the track for us? That's what you mean, right?
Yeah, whatever has been defined, what has been awarded to us, we are doing on that. It's not an issue. Problem is...
So for the delay... Sir, I understand you must be in touch with a lot of railway ministry officials and the senior people there. So, sir, what's the take for this kind of delay in issuing tenders from the government's end?
Are ma?
Hello.
Ma.
Hello. Hello.
Pratham nagay naam ko aap?
Sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I think.
Point system.
Yeah. Yeah, Darshit ji.
Yeah, sir. I was asking, but I understand your team must be in touch with a lot of senior ministry and railway officials. So, sir, what's your take on why has there been a delay in issuing these tenders? I mean, since last 2 years?
They are supposed to announce it. There was a delay from their side. Basically, what I feel is the coordination between the departments there, the political thing, what is happening.
And sir, one thing of the electric fuses and grenade size, can you highlight what's the kind of market opportunity in this for players like us? I mean, in terms of how much does the ministry probably can take?
Which one you are talking?
Electronic fuses and grenades. Can you highlight what's the market opportunity? for India currently?
It is huge, but it depends on how much they want to award, when they want to award.
So, what was the last kind of tender or order that government procured from
We are in the only developed.
No, developed, and because we look at it, because we are in the manufacturing, I mean, developing and manufacturing of electronic fuses. So, the initial usage will be because it's a decentralized operation of tender floating. And army and paramilitary, they are floating the small tenders. We are participating. That's where we have this thing. Some orders will materialize in the current financial year, so resulting into a beginning. Then once we started, the typical big orders will be wherever a replacement with the electronic fuses with the old this thing. So that's it's going on, and we expect going forward only current financial year, we are a little bit optimistic. Small tenders we will be able to execute since we have all the approvals and the manufacturing facilities.
See, this fuses requires of what is called perfection, precision. So this will be tested at different places, at different fields. Once they satisfy, and then they will start awarding the contract.
But this would be a sizable opportunity going ahead.
Yes. Sizable. What I'm saying is, because it's using the battlefield, it requires a lot of precision when they use it. So the army will test it at different condition at different places and see whether it's working on. Once it is over, I think they are what they call.
Yeah, can we? Sadashati,
sure.
Any other?
Sure, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, Mr. Gagan Tareja, please. Mr. Gagan.
Am I audible? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Right, sir. Sir, my first question is pertaining to the TCAS. I believe the patents of the TCAS system are owned by RDSO and jointly by, you know, HBL and some of these other companies, right? So, my... Is that correct in the first place? And
Yes, sir.
It's a joint development, sir. Finally.
Okay. So my question is, you know, when the railways wants to expedite the Kavach system's implementation, and they, you know, a couple of public sector companies like BHEL and BEL are also being onboarded. Will they be given the technical know-how by RDSO to develop these products, or will they have to do it by themselves?
They have to do it by themselves. This property is jointly.
Okay. So when you say, you know, that their products have to be interoperable with the existing suppliers' products, what exactly do you mean by that?
The kilometer, the track, a part of the system is developed by HBL, and somewhere the other part has been developed by Kernex or
Medha.
When a locomotive is running from one place to another, it has to work, no? That is interoperable.
So help me understand.
Lane is not entirely done by one company.
So what you mean to say is HBL supplies, or HBL has certain parts of the Kavach system which have to be interoperable with Medha's products and also be interoperable with Kernex's products.
Yeah, the number of stations, some stations up to HBL will be doing. The balance stations will be done by other people in that route. Right? And the loco, which is fitted by the other one, when it runs through our track, which we have fitted, it has to understand.
It has to communicate with both the things, sir. That's there.
So that is applicable only to the part which has been thus far supplied by you companies, right? For territories which have yet to be ordered out, where TCAS has not been established in any form whatsoever, this limitation does not hold, if I understand it correctly.
If the, I'll take your example. If the contract has been given to a fourth party, and if that fourth supplier installed the TCAS in the locomotive, which runs to the existing track of this company, then it has to communicate.
Agreed, sir. But my point is very simple, that what you have supplied so far is barely 3,000 kilometers, right, between the three of you. We need to go up to 30,000 kilometers or more. So there is 27,000 kilometers of territory where
27,000 kilometers will not be given to one supplier.
I know. What I am saying is very simple, sir, that in these territories so far nothing would have been supplied by anyone. So yes. Where is the question of interoperability there? This interoperability is only an issue in the 3,000 kilometers or in those locomotives or those stations where you have supplied equipment thus far. In new areas, in Bengal, where recently that accident has unfortunately happened, or in Bhubaneswar, where perhaps no equipment has been thus far supplied by any of you, these are not territories where interoperability becomes an issue. Nah? These are territories where these companies can come and supply themselves directly.
At that time, the entire contract is not given to one supplier, it's given to two, three companies. Their interoperability has to come.
No, but why would the railways want to give contracts in any one area to two, three companies and then complicate matters with interoperability? They can segregate and say, you know, X territory AHPL will supply, Y territory BHEL will supply, Z territory Siemens will supply.
They tested our software and it is working. And why they rely on somebody who has not been tested? Why take the risk there? I don't understand.
My point is very simple. Between the three companies that are there currently, there is a theoretical limitation of how much they can handle in any given year. If the railways wants to handle 6,000 or 7,000 kilometers, they definitely want more people. And if that is the case, they will ensure that and that these people are facilitated. It is simply a matter of the pace at which this has to be expedited, right? Hello.
I'm not saying that new supply will not come. I'm not saying that they'll unite. What I'm saying is, having seen our listing for the 2,000 kilometers now, we expect that some portion is given to the existing players also. I'm not saying it'll be two or three players. If a new one is coming up, their software has to communicate to the existing software.
Their software has to communicate only on these 3,000 kilometers where you have so far supplied.
If suppose they under 3,000 kilometers is the one there, and HBL is going to participate in that, and new supply is going to come, then interoperability will be there.
Sir, tell me something. In every area in future where HBL will supply, or for that matter, let us say if someone else will supply, it is not necessary that HBL will be there in all those 27,000 kilometers. Huh? It will be there in a few thousand kilometers. In the other few thousand kilometers, it will be someone else. So where is the question of interoperability in new orders?
Interoperability in that region, what are the players have been there? I'm not saying HBL will be there. Who are all the players in that? Railways is not going to give one contract. It is going to give a two or three or four. All that players has to be interoperable. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying our software has to be interoperable in everywhere.
So, may I interrupt for a second, please?
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, no. My name is Anuj. So, I just wanted on this issue of interoperability, my understanding would be, I don't know if I am wrong, but my understanding would be that all the covered systems installed by all companies, including HBL, Medha and Kernex and the other potential suppliers who may come in would need to be interoperable all across India. Because,
yes.
for instance, if now say I am sitting in Chennai and I am catching a train from Chennai to Calcutta, we cannot expect the locomotives to be changed when one territory.
That's what I was saying, sir. When I install the tikas in the locomotive is not going to travel only 3,000 kilometers. It's going to travel other places. Yes,
they will travel all across the length and breadth of India. Unless the...
Wherever it is traveling, it has to be interoperable.
Exactly. So if that is the case, then why will the railways not facilitate interoperability? Railways wants to expedite quickly the execution of Kavach across all of this territory. It will not say that, you know, because X company is coming in new, it has to become, its software has to be in sync with Y company. You know, let them try and make it interoperable by themselves. Railways will facilitate this. No? Theoretically, that is how it should be.
Can I just interfere on this?
Railways is interested in that.
That's what they are facilitating. By ensuring that the software was developed is interoperable.
They are not stopping a new player. They are allowing everyone. They want the system to work in consonance with other operators. That's what the railway is facilitating.
The basic object of railways is maintaining the safety aspect. So, what are the precautions as per their internal guidelines and policy? They are supposed to ask all the players who is participating in this one. So it's basically a railway policy and their execution strategy, sir.
Okay.
I am still
not fully clear, but let me drop this because it will take more time.
Any other things, sir?
Yeah, I have more questions. On Tonbo, you know, in the past you had indicated that you want to increase stake from 90 crores to 50 crores and you might also become, you know, a joint bidder for those projects where, you know, your scale is higher and Tonbo is smaller. What is the status here? Are you only going to, you know, basically the profits of Tonbo to the extent of your share are going to come to you, or is there going to be more future development here?
We have restricted our investment to 87 crore and some of its money will take it.
Yes, so the one policy we have taken is, though we announced earlier 150 crores, we restrict our investment only to 86.67 crores, which we want to be there, and we will dilute as and when the time report suits us.
Okay.
Maybe at the time of public issue or whatever we feel appropriate.
Right. And my next question is pertaining to the electronic fuses. I think Bharat Electronics is setting up a factory in your state, perhaps. And you pointed out that, you know, their local content was low. But last year, they received orders of almost 4,500 crores for fuses. And if they are setting up a factory, does it not stand to reason that their local content will come down? And if that is the case, is this space going to become more competitive?
I don't know what is their local content, but yes, the other one, I agree with you, there could be a competition.
Okay. And why do you expect battery sales to not grow in FY25? I mean, what is the reason for that?
Because the other application, which is lead batteries, where the demand is, it's a cyclical, especially for telecom. Thus, so we expect that the demand may not be there that much, which was there earlier when BSNL wanted the company.
Can you break up your battery sales into lead acid, PLT, lithium ion and some of the other batteries that you've talked of for FY24?
Immediately, I don't have. But all, when we see as a group only, when we review, because the margin is more or less the same. So all we categorize as industrial batteries. Maybe I can share your number. We can talk later.
Okay. And the reason for this very sharp improvement in margins in FY24, is it down to lower input prices of batteries alone or increase in TCAS?
One is the margins has improved because one is the volume. Second is the average realization has gone up. The third most important is the metal prices. The metal margins have been improved.
Are you currently in a position to maintain those margins in batteries or have the prices moved?
As of today, first quarter, we continue to do the same. Going forward, we don't know how we can do it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. Mr. Hemal, please. Mr. Hemal.
Sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, please.
For electric drivetrains for trucks, actually in last AGM, our CMD sir explained the product and what can be the future prospects of the product. So I think it is almost 7-8 months. So can you just throw light on the what are the testing results? Any feedback from the customer? How many trucks currently we have put for testing? And how is the actual fuel saving and what are the results of the test?
Instead of all types of trucks, when we did proposals, we restricted our focus on 55 tons to capacity. Wherein the testing on the roads is going on. The approach is expected this year. We may do some sales in this current financial year.
But sir, any feedback from the customers that how many trucks we have put for?
Requirements from the market. There are many. So there have been inquiries. We are testing on the ground to come back on that, and also a request in approvals from the government also. Do the question.
And and sir, for Kavach, whatever currently implementation has been done in India, can you just give us idea what is the share of HBL and other players for whatever has been executed?
For the existing contracts?
Yes, completed. Or whatever tender has been passed by the government till date, out of that, what is the share of HBL and what is the share of Kernex and what is the share of Mega?
Just hold on, sir, please.
So I think Mr. Hemal wants to know how much has been completed by HBL, how much has been completed by Kernex, and how much has been completed by Mega.
Kernex and the Kernex and the Mega, I don't know. The data. Check with my operations and come back on that. But the contracts which has been awarded to us, we completed about 52% last year, about 48% is less left over on the 600 crores. 58% is left over, which we are going to complete this year.
What Mega and what Kernex have completed, can we just get any idea?
I don't have an idea. I need to come back on that query.
And sir, one request that if you can have if you can give us some idea in say the time of quarterly results or whenever any presentations are given by the company to the investor. So if you can just give idea about the current order book, then it will give a very good vision for the investors that how the companies say it might be that you might not be giving the breakup of all the products, but just what is the current order book of the company. Last time we got idea from the pre-sale report, but actually no communication was there by the HBL. So we understand that the company is very conservative and it is very good. But say the way the investors are coming in this company, so might be that they will have they want some idea that how the company is progressing. So if any idea about the order book is given at the time of quarterly results or might be half-yearly, it will give a good picture to the investor for the current quarters, next quarters.
Good suggestions are noted.
Yeah, Mr. Arun, please.
Thank you. And best of luck, sir.
Sorry?
Hi.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, Mr. Arunji. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I just want to take a step back and you have given a guidance for this year, right? FY25, right? But when you did this presentation, right? There are number of initiatives where you are saying that you have got approval, right? And you might start seeing some revenue in FY25, for example, the fuses, right? So from guidance perspective, can I assume that you have not factored any revenue from all these which are in near success phase or something for which you are yet to get some sizable orders?
The guidance was given 27th May 2024.
Yeah.
One and a half months. It's not that that is not old. It's the latest one only. What was not factored there is one is the expected power standards, which we are highlighted there. And what was not factored there also was because still it is in trial runs. One is the EDT electric drive trains was not considered there. The fuses is not considered. Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, Ranji, is it okay?
Great. Yeah, that's. Yeah. I think it is very clear. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for the clarity.
Thank you. So I think we can conclude now. There are no further.
I'm left with my question. So can I ask the question?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yeah, please. Yeah, sir. Please.
Yeah, I hope I'm audible. So my first question is like the associates, NSTL and Tonbo did a good contribution to the profits this year. So which products are receiving traction there?
Sorry, can you just repeat please? Your voice is a little bit breaking.
Okay. So the associates, NSTL and Tonbo did a good contribution to the profits this year, I guess. So which products are receiving traction there?
Tonbo, as far as being an associate, which we made a strategic investment, we categorized it as an investment associate company under the accounting standard. As a result of which, whatever profit they have made it, we did a proportionate consolidation, which is about 14 crores if I remember.
No, sir, my question is like which products are receiving traction there?
The Tonbo is basically into a thermal imaging product, sir.
Yeah.
It's an imaging system which is mounted on the tanks and aircraft. If I want to tell you in a very plain, you have seen the tanks, no? Army tanks.
Yeah.
Where a soldier wants to see the enemy when he's in the ocean, he has to get up above this thing and then from the bunker and then see whether enemy is there. There is a probability the enemy may detect the army man and then fire. So this kind of imaging system is mounted on the tank itself. So the person sitting inside can have a 360 degree view even under night conditions. Similarly, it is mounted on a rifle. It's mounted in an aircraft. From the air also, you can see the enemy position. So these are all imaging systems.
Okay. Got it, sir.
Industrial. Defense products. Industrial is also defense services.
Sir, anything?
Like, would there be any O&M component in Kavach Auto? Like, what would be the size and when it would start?
Sorry, voice broken, sir.
I'll just check my mic.
Yes, please.
Yeah. So, would there be any O&M component in Kavach Auto? So, like, what would be the size and when it would start?
For a week contract tender, normally the concession partner share will be about 30%, 70% is from the OEM.
Okay.
On an average.
Average.
70%, right?
70%.
70 OEM, 30% would be partner.
Okay. Got it. Thank you, sir. Thanks for answering.
Thank you. I think there are no further requests for questions. Okay, we will be concluding the meeting.
Sir, I have two very brief questions, sir, if you could accommodate me, please.
Sorry, sir. Your voice broke.
Yeah, I said I have two very brief questions, if you could kindly accommodate me.
Yes, sir. Because go ahead.
Yeah. So, first is on the supply of batteries for telecom towers. Is there any likelihood of a kicker in the quantum of supplies? Because there is, you know, there is talk that when upgrading to 5G, the number of towers required is much more, although they are smaller towers, is much higher than the amount required for 4G number of towers. So what kind of bearing would that have on the on your supply of telecom tower batteries?
The only question, or you have...
Hello?
This is the only question, or you
have... Yeah, no, this is one. This is one. And the second is on the grenade fuses. If you could tell us, you said that the market worldwide is very vast. If you could give us an approximation size of Indian and world market, and how is the export competitiveness of India in the world market? As in the sense, the cost competitiveness of, is it a factor of, the costs in India vis-a-vis making in the world and the, like, for instance, when you say that HBL charges, say, X amount, say 50 lakhs per kilometer of track for coverage, and another company, a foreign company, charges 2 crores. So what is that similar, that gap in grenade fuse pricing?
On this domestic and global market, I'll just check and then I'll reply to your mail ID. Is it okay?
Yeah, of course, sir. No problem. Yeah. And on the tower battery question, sir, which I asked earlier.
Yeah, 5G, yeah, we expect a demand. We're ready to see.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, thank you to all of you. Thanks for joining the call.
Sir, I have one last question, please, if you could take that. So what was the exceptional item of 25.14 crore recorded in our Q4 FY24?
Just a minute.
Yeah.
The write-off of intangibles, which was recorded previously,
And we thought it was not going to be there going forward. So we were written off.
Okay. Thank you.
It's only charged up, sir. It's only developmental activity charged up.
Sorry?
Yeah. We are written off the intangibles which was recorded in India. As I was mentioning earlier, we thought to do for 12 tracks and then for lower capacity 7.5 to 12 and then 35, 55. So 12 and other things are no more feasible for converting into electric. So whatever the intangibles for that is there has been charged.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Just will be concluding the meeting. Thanks to all of you for joining the meeting, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you,
sir.
Yeah, thanks, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir. I need a recording of this call. Can I get it, sir?
Thank you, sir.